And then 43rd verse, I'm going to read out. Evamesha tathaham cha dvavapyatyanta dukhitau drishta doshepi vishaye mamatva krishta manasau evamesha tathaham cha dvavapyatyanta dukhitau evamesha tathaham cha dvavapyatyanta dukhitau drishta doshepi vishaye mamatva krishta manasau. The very beautiful verse this is. The king is telling the saint, having introduced this merchant to him, he says, evam, in this manner, yeshaha tatha aham cha. This person and I, this merchant and I, yeshaha tatha ahancha, this merchant and I, dvau api, both of us also. Dvau api. Thank you very much. Dvau api, both of us also. This merchant and I, both of us also, dukhitau. Dukhitaha means sorrowful, sad. Dukhitaha, sorrowful, singular. Dukhitau, sorrowful, dual. Both of us also are sad. Dukhitaha, sad. Both of us also are sad. Who? Yeshaha vaishyaha, tatha ahamcha. This person and I, both of us are sad. Dvau api, two of us, both of us, dvau api, dvau means two. Both of us, two of us are also atyanta dukhitau, very sad. Both of us are very sad, very highly sorrowful. Atyanta dukhitau, very, very sad, highly sorrowful. Drishta doshe api. And then both of us see the problem very clearly. Amazing. Drishta doshaha means the one by whom the defect is seen clearly. Drishtaha doshaha yena saha drishta doshaha. Drishta doshe api means what? In spite of seeing the defect, seeing the problem very clearly. Vishaye, drishta doshe api vishaye. See, vishayaha means object of enjoyment. Vishaye drishta doshe api means in spite, api stands for in spite of, api literally means also, in spite of having seen the defects of the objects of enjoyment. So I enjoyed the kingdom and he enjoyed the family, riches, everything. In spite of having seen the defects in the objects of enjoyment, vishaye drishta doshe api mamatva akrishta manasau. Mamatvam means sense of possession, noun. Akrishta means grabbed. Manasaha means mind. The mind which has been possessed by the sense of possession. The mind which is grabbed, which has been grabbed away by the sense of possession, is said to be mamatva akrishta manaha. And the person with the mind which has been grabbed by sense of possession is said to be what? Mamatva akrishta manasaha. Mamakaratral irkapatta manade odevaraglaha irikkirom. Mamakaram nirendha manadaklahi rikkindrom. What does it mean? We both are the people whose minds have been grabbed away by sense of possession. Which means, our minds are filled with my sense, mamakara. So having filled with my sense in our minds, in spite of seeing the defects of the objects of enjoyment, we both have sense of possession. Sense of ownership, mamakaraha. When we know the defects of the objects, we should have become free from mamakara. We should have given up the mamakara. But in spite of seeing the defects of objects of enjoyment, we still have mamakaraha. Mamatva akrishta manasau swaha. We both are still, filled with what? My sense, mamakaraha, sense of possession. And both of us are very sad. Atyanta dukhitau. Tatkime tan mahabhaga. Yanmoho jnaninorapi. Tatkime tan mahabhaga. Yanmoho jnaninorapi. Mamasya cha bhavatyesha. Vivekandhasya mudhata. Mamasya cha bhavatyesha. Vivekandhasya mudhata. So, am I correct? Okay. So here, tat kim etat, he Mahabhaga, he is addressing the saint as Mahabhaga. Oh, great person, he Mahabhaga, oh Mahatman, tat kim etat, why this is like this? Yan mohaha jnaninorapi. Jnaninaha api mohaha. Jnaninaha api mohaha means what? Even a wise person has delusion. Even a so-called learned person, even a so-called wise person has delusion. Jnaninaha api mohaha asti. Even a jnani has delusion. Mama asya cha. Mama asya cha. I delusion. Asya, this person, this merchant also has delusion. What? Bhavati esha vivekanda, viveka, mudhata. Esha mudhata. Mudhata means delusion. Mohaha, masculine noun. Mudhata, the status of being deluded. Mudhata means what? The status of being deluded, which means delusion. Mudhata means the status of being deluded. Or we can say modatvam or modata mohaha. So delusion is there. Even a wise person has a delusion. A jnani has delusion. This delusion is there for me and for him also. Mama asya cha yanakkum yavanakkum. We have what? Modata. And then viveka andasya. Vivekandaha means one who is blinded of discriminative understanding. Vivekandaha means what? Not Vivekanandaha, okay? Vivekanandaha is different from Vivekandaha. Vivekandaha means one whose discriminative understanding has become blind. Okay, Vivekaha is means one who does not have Viveka. Vivekandaha, even for me, the one who does not have discriminative understanding, one who is blind of discriminative knowledge, there for me, there is mudhata, there is delusion. For him, for this merchant also, there is delusion. And a jnanaha api mohaha, even a wise person has delusion. Why this? He Mahabhaga, why this delusion? Why this delusion is? See, we only know delusion is, but we do not know why delusion is. Okay? You must know that you are deluded, then you can ask the question, why deluded I am. Unfortunately, we do not know we are deluded. That is the problem. Okay? The bigger problem is what? If you know you are deluded, you can ask the question, why I am deluded. But sometimes we do not even know we are deluded. Luckily, this king is very intelligent man. He knows he is deluded. He knows his merchant also is deluded. He also says other jnanis are also deluded. And he is asking this saint, now why there is delusion? Why there is sense of possession? In spite of knowing that there is no sukham in the objects, why there is attachment? Why there is craving? That is the problem. Question. Okay. Next question. Now, Munihi, now it is job what? He has to answer the questions. See, always any teaching must be in the form of teacher-student dialogue. Always self-enquiry should not be done independently. It must be done with the help of the Shastra Pramanam, with the help of the teacher only. Even in Puranas, they follow this system. Okay? The Puranas do not contradict the Vedic style. Even though Puranas are not the original text, Puranas also follow the Vedic tradition. That is, always a guru has to teach. Guru stands for Shastra. Therefore, the person or the subtle facts can be understood only through the Shastram with the help of the teacher. So now he approaches the teacher, he's asking the question. Now Guru is going to answer. Rishi is telling. Jnanamasti samastasya jantor vishaya gochare. Jnanamasti samastasya jantor vishaya gochare. Vishayascha mahabhaga yati chaivam prithak prithak. Vishayascha mahabhaga yati chaivam prithak prithak. See, jnanamasti samastasya jantoho vishaya gochare. Vishayascha mahabhaga yati chaivam prithak prithak. He says, samastasya jantoho means for the beings of entirety, all the beings, samastasya jantoho, for all the beings here, jnanam asti, there is knowledge. There is knowledge on the part of all the beings. There's no being is deep, no living creature is deprived of knowledge. But what knowledge they have? Vishaya gochare jnanamasti. Vishaya gocharaha means in perceptive, all the living creatures have the knowledge of perception, knowledge born of perception. Perceptible objects. All the living creatures have the knowledge of perceptible objects. Vishaya gocharaha means perceptible objects. Vishaya gochare jnanamasti. All the living creatures have, all the beings, creatures have knowledge of the perceptible objects. Vishayascha, he mahabhaga, prithak prithakcha evam yati. The objects of knowledge also are of different. They obtain in different forms. Prithak prithak means separate. Objects of perception also are different. Prithak prithakcha yati means the knowledge of the objects also happens differently. The objects of knowledge are different. Now he is going to continue. Divandha pranina kechit. Very beautiful teaching. I hope you appreciate it. He starts from the scratch. Divandha pranina kechit. He differentiates the living creatures first. Differentiation of living creatures. Divanda pranina kechit ratravandhas tatha pare kechit divata tha ratrau praninas tulya drishtayaha. Divanda pranina kechit ratravandhas tatha pare kechit divata tha ratrau praninastulya drishtayaha. You must write the number of the verse and write the translation of it when I say. See, kechid means some. Kechid praninaha, prani singular, nakarantha shabdaha. Nakarantha pullingaha praninni shabdaha. and nominative case prani, praninau, praninaha. Praninaha means living beings. So kechid praninaha means some living beings, some pranis. Andhaha, andhaha means blind. Praninaha, andhaha. Kechid praninaha, andhaha. Some pranis, some creatures are blind when diva. Diva means during the day. Diva is an indicable word which means day. So some creatures are blind during the day. Kechid praninaha diva andhaha. Then kechid ratra vandhaha tatha pare tatha as well apare. Apare means other. Some other beings, ratrau andhaha, ratra vandhaha, ayavayava sandhi, ratrau andhaha, ratra vandhaha, kechit apare, apare means some other. So some pranis are blind during the day, some others are, apare means some others. Others, apare, others are blind during the night as well, tatha, tatha as well, apare, others, andaha, blind, when ratrau, during the night. So some creatures are blind in the day, some are blind during the night. Kechit diva, tatha ratrau praninaha tulya drishtayaha. Whereas kechit praninaha, some other creatures are not blind. They are tulya drishtayaha. Tulya drishtayaha means they are of same vision. Tulya drishtihi yesham. Tulya drishtihi means vision. Tulya means same, similar. Tulya drishtihi yesham praninam. Te tulya drishtayaha praninaha. There are some other pranis who are of the same vision during the day and the night. Tatha diva tatha ratrau kechit praninaha. Kechit praninaha, some creatures, some beings are of the same vision during the day and night. Kechit praninaha ratrau tatha diva tulya drishtayaha. Ratrau tatha diva tulya drishtayaha. So some are blind during the day, some are blind during the night, some are of the same vision during night and day. The question asked for, what was the question asked? Why there is sorrow? Why there is delusion? Why there is this affection? In spite of knowing why attachment, why? That was the question. The always questions never answered directly. Because Vedanta can never give a binary answer, I told you. There's no binary answer available. Why there is, what, how much is the price? 10 rupees, take. Not like that. Why sorrow? No answer is given directly. You have to start from the scratch. Why? Because why there is sorrow, to understand that, you have to understand so many things. Therefore, instead of giving a binary answer, the Rishi started teaching from the scratch, for which he says, first of all the creatures in the world have sensory perception, knowledge born of perception, and then objects are varied, the objects of perception are different. And having said that, he says, there's some creatures, some pranis, which are blind during the day. Some pranis blind during the night. There are some pranis which who are blind, the who are of same vision during the night and day. Tulya drishtihi means what? Ore madriyana parvi udayavargal, who are of the same drishtihi. Suppose we happen to listen to something which you cannot follow at all, don't worry, okay? I have 6 more minutes to do one more verse, that's all. Okay. Jnani no manuja satyam kintu te nahi kevalam yato hi jnanina sarve pashu pakshi mrugadayaha. Jnani no manuja satyam kintu te nahi kevalam yato hi jnanina sarve pashu pakshi mrugadayaha. Now he's talking about manushyas. Manujaha. Manujaha means manushyaha. Why manushyaha is called manujaha? Manoho jataha iti manujaha. One who is born of Manu. Okay, we're all descendants of Manu. Therefore, manujaha. Manujaha, human beings are jnaninaha. My God, when compared to other creatures, we are all jnanis. We are all much wiser than other living creatures. Manujaha jnaninaha. Satyam is a fact. Believe me. The wise, this jnani, this sage is telling this king, Surataha and merchant Samadhi, he is telling, Satyam, this is a fact. You know what's a fact? Manujaha jnaninaha. All manushya, human beings are wise people. Manujaha jnaninaha. Kintu te nahi kevalam. He says, not only, but kintu, but te kevalam nahi jnaninaha. They alone are not jnanis. He's saying, this is the truth. This is the truth. This is a fact. Human beings are jnanis. Not only they are jnanis. Nahi kevalam te jnaninaha. But not only they are jnanis. Yataha, because sarve pashu pakshi mrugadayaha hi jnaninaha. Beautiful. Pashu pakshi mrugadayaha jnaninaha. Pashu literally means cow. It also means any animal. Pakshi means bird. Mrugaha means deer. It also means animal. Pashu pakshi mrugadayaha means cows, birds, other animals, etc. All other animals also. Cows, birds, animals, all other beings also. Jnaninaha. They all are endowed with the knowledge. Please understand, the word jnani is a nakaranta shabda. Jnanam yasya asti saha jnanin. And then not nominative case, jnani, jnanam udayavan. Jnainaha, jnani, plural word. So jnainaha means, don't take here as wisdom and wise. The creatures which are endowed with the knowledge. So not human beings are endowed with the knowledge. Not only human beings are endowed with the knowledge, all other living beings also, birds, cows, other animals, etc. also are endowed with the knowledge. The word jnaninaha should be not be taken as wise. They all endowed with the knowledge, which means he's differentiating the living beings from non-living things. Okay? All the living beings are endowed with knowledge. Now, jnanam cha tanmanushyanam yattesham pakshinam manushyanam cha yattesham tulyamanyattatho bhayoho. Jnanam cha tanmanushyanam yattesham mrugapakshinam மனுஷாணாஞ்சயத்தேஷாம் துல்யமன்யத்ததோபயோஹ. See the very beautifully the teaching is begun here. Manushyanam tat jnanam yat tesham mrigapakshinam. Whatever knowledge is there of the human beings, yat jnanam mrigapakshinam tat jnanam manushyanam cha. Whatever knowledge is there of the animals, that knowledge is also there of the human beings. So whatever knowledge animals have, listen carefully. Whatever knowledge animals have, that knowledge human beings also have. But knowledge what human being has, animals do not have. That he is going to tell later on. Now what he says, whatever knowledge animals have, that knowledge human beings have. Yat jnanam tesham mrigapakshinam asti, tat jnanam manushyanam cha asti. Very simple sentence, you all can make out. Yat jnanam tesham mrigapakshinam asti, whatever knowledge those animals etc. have, the same knowledge human beings also have. The knowledge which is of the animals is also of human beings. Manushyanam cha yat tesham tulyam anyat tatha ubhayoho. And whatever knowledge is there of human beings, that knowledge, tesham tulyam, that knowledge is there on the part of those animals also, but in keeping with their species. So, ubayoho tulyam, what he says, the knowledge which is there of the animals, the knowledge which is there of the human being is one and the same knowledge. But still, the knowledge of those animals is in keeping with their species. Tesham tulyam means in keeping with their species. The tulyam is the same. Knowledge is the same, but tatha ubayoho tulyam, but it is in keeping with their species. What are they? We can explain here. Aharaha. Please make it. I'm going to stop with this, okay? Aharaha. Nidra. Bhayam. Maithunam. It is not mentioned in the verse. I am giving based on the commentary. Aharaha, nidra, bhayam, maithunam. The knowledge with reference to these things is the same of the animals and human beings. It means animals also have hunger. The hunger is possible because of sentiency. Therefore, hunger, nidra, sleep, bhayam, insecurity, fear, maithunam, sexual pleasure and reproduction, thereby reproduction. So, with reference to these factors, the knowledge on the part of animals and human beings is one and the same. Same knowledge. Which means whatever knowledge human being has, animals also have. Animals also eat, animals also drink, animals also sleep, animals also are insecure, animals also have sex, animals also reproduce. There's no difference. But where is the difference? that he is going to say later on, which I'll do next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.